This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Wood, W-O-O-D. Date of birth, May 4th, 1989. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a consultation for Mr. Wood, who was sent for evaluation of autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. His mother also has the same genetic polycystic kidney disease. She had just started hemodialysis, had dialysis about 2 weeks, and then received a kidney transplant. So she just came home from University of Michigan yesterday, and she's doing well with her kidney transplant. Matthew was seen in the ER October 9th of this year, and he had lab studies and CAT scan of the abdomen and chest, and was found to have multiple cysts on both kidneys. Also, they did a creatinine level, and that was elevated at 1.54. We would expect his creatinine level to be 0.9 and at highest 1.0. So he already has some chronic kidney disease starting secondary to the polycystic kidney disease. He does also report that he has cysts on his testicles that he's had since he was a teenager. And he's been experiencing many headaches, migraine-type headaches, very incapacitating, and he does report aura symptoms that start about a half an hour. They last up to 20 minutes to 30 minutes, and they are preceding the headaches when he does get them. Today, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No history of UTIs. He does report that the CAT scan they did of the abdomen and pelvis did show an enlarged prostate, which is rather unusual at his age of 34. Also, some liver cysts were present on the CAT scan. No edema or claudication symptoms, no unusual rashes, no joint pains. Past medical history is significant for ADHD, anxiety, depression, the prostate enlargement recently found, and severe headaches with an aura. Past surgical history, he had surgeries on right index and right fifth finger in the past. Social history, he quit smoking in October of this year. He rarely uses alcohol, but occasionally smokes marijuana. He is working full-time from home, and he does also have one sister in the family. His mother, who just received the kidney for the same genetic condition, is adopted, so we do not know about her parents and grandparents. In family history, mother had polycystic kidney disease, and also there's a history of prostate cancer in his father. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on Abilify 5 milligram daily. Cymbalta is 40 milligram daily. Adderall, 30 milligram daily. He takes 15 milligram twice a day, actually. And Tylenol is needed for headache, and a vitamin D one daily. He does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 192 pounds, pulse 94, oxygen saturation was 95% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 100 over 66. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is erythematous. He's got 2+ tonsils. clear drainage noted, no obvious obstruction. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas, no liver or spleen enlargement, no CVA tenderness. Extremities, no peripheral edema, pulses 2 plus, brisk capillary refill. In labs, the only lab studies we have were from October 9th, 2023. As previously stated, the creatinine level was elevated at 1.54. His sodium 143, potassium 3.5, carbon dioxide 37, albumin 4.6, calcium is 9.6, liver enzymes are normal. His hemoglobin is 16.4 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Urinalysis had a trace of blood and a trace of protein and a pH of 8. Lipase and lactic acid levels were normal. Phosphorus level 2.9, troponin level also normal. The CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, as previously stated, showed multiple cysts on both kidneys. Also, there were some liver cysts, none on the pancreas and none on the spleen. Adrenal glands also appeared normal. CAT scan of the soft tissue of his neck with contrast showed a decrease in edematous thickening of the airy epiglottic folds and posterior supraglottic airway consistent with resolving supraglottitis. Assessment and plan, autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease with elevated creatinine level. We have asked him to repeat his labs now, and then we would like to do them every 6 months thereafter. We're going to ask you to schedule an MRI of the brain without contrast due to his frequent headaches with aura and due to the fact that autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease is frequently associated with cerebral aneurysms. We need you to screen for cerebral aneurysms, especially when he has headaches. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.